Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's Breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Music. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillian. We'll get to all your phone calls on Jalen and something that happened right after the game yesterday. That was a little bizarre. We'll get to that coming up in this hour as well. But let's go around the league and around the sports world yesterday, Hugh Douglas. What happened after or during or around the time of the Eagles game? A couple things that stood out. All right, let me ask you guys a question. Is it time we start taking the Vikings as a thing in the NFC?
Because we've talked.
All right, so you're in. All right, so obviously the Lions have been the team this year in the NFC. The Eagles have been right under them as the next team. I think we respect Green Bay, right? We played them this year. They were in the playoffs last year. Minnesota the whole time has felt like, it's cute.
Yeah, but it's been a yeah, but.
And now they're also 11-2. And Sam Darnold yesterday lit up the Atlanta Falcons for 5 touchdowns. Hugh, they're 11-2.
Kirk Cousins about to get
banned. They're going to bench him down in Atlanta.
They get tired of Kirk Cousins' mess.
So you take the Vikings seriously?
I do. It's funny because we've talked about the last couple of weeks who's the best team in the NFC. And, you know, people are saying that, you know, it's the Detroit. Some people are saying it's the Eagles. And Minnesota just quietly puttering along, doing their thing. So, yeah, it's one of those things. You have to look at them and say, you know what, they might be pretty good.
You know, I think this has been underplayed a little bit this year. I think the NFC playoff field is really going to end up strong. Like, Minnesota and Green Bay are going to be 5 and 6 seeds. Washington, who, you know, look, they're probably a year away, but they're going to probably be the 7, mm-hmm. and they're not obviously like a bad team or a 9. They're going to probably win 11 games and be the 7. And I don't want to see any part of Tampa Bay again. We always struggle with them.
Especially
they're getting
when
hot.
You talk about what happened yesterday.
Yep.
With Carolina and the way that they made us look. And now you're looking like, damn, Ty Bowles and Tampa Bay and Baker and those cats, they look like they got our number a little bit.
The other big one from yesterday, what probably the game of the year, I would say, in the NFL, 44-42. Rams take down the Buffalo Bills. But Josh Allen, despite some of our callers today trying to equate him and Jalen Hurts, which we've banned now. Is it officially banned? Is that what we're doing?
Yeah, I'm putting a stop
okay,
to
ban
it. Everyone that says it gets dumped.
Okay. Like a curse word. They did beat Allen yesterday, but he accounted for 6 touchdowns and actually became a bigger MVP favorite in a loss, which almost never happens. Hugh, that game was wild yesterday.
The legend grows for Josh Allen.
44-42, Rams over the Bills.
Yeah, but you know what? I'm kind of glad they lost yesterday. Because who do the Buffalo Bills have next week?
Lions.
Yay.
So you think it helps? Yeah, like they need
well,
a,
you
they
know,
need
they're going
to
be salty.
Yeah, they are.
They're going to be salty.
You know what that actually reminds me of? It's the inverse of Jalen Hurts winning, I think, against the Rams and his MVP odds dropping.
Oh, a couple weeks ago.
It speaks to how ridiculous the whole quarterback wins thing is. Your team wins or loses. People can clearly see who's carrying one team and who's just along for the ride on the other.
I mean, yesterday, Josh Allen, he threw for 342. He ran for 82. He accounted for 6 touchdowns. It might be the most impressive game a quarterback's played in a long time.
I think it's actually the first time anyone's ever done that in a loss or in the Super Bowl era, possibly, or in 40 years. It was something absolutely ridiculous.
I mean, it almost seems impossible. Yeah. Like, how do you account for that many touches and yards and touchdowns? It was a crazy game, but the Rams did beat the Bills. And then they did it again last night, Hugh. The Chiefs, again, by just barely
the skin of their teeth,
win on a field goal late. They They clinch their division. They are the AFC West champs. And that was a bad day for Buffalo's chances of getting the 1 seed. I mean, I know they had the tiebreaker over the Chiefs, but they are now 2 losses back of the Chiefs with 4 weeks to play. The Chiefs are going to have home field again.
Yeah. It does feel like we're like 1 year away from the Chargers being an actual threat to the Chiefs in that division.
I say 1 year away.
I agree.
Well,
oh,
the Chargers. Next year.
Okay, the Chargers.
Well, they have a great coach.
No, you know, I was still stuck on Buffalo. My bad.
And if they weren't thinking about the holidays yesterday,
I feel attacked.
You should.
They probably come away with a win.
I wonder if every team that lost yesterday just had
just thinking about the holidays.
Gift shopping.
The holidays were going on.
They missed Cyber Monday. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so they got all thrown off. Mm-hmm. Is that what it was? I think so.
That probably was. Yeah, maybe Josh Allen, the reason why he lost was because he was thinking about all the wedding plans that he had to make.
It's possible. Or the Rams were just like not thinking about the holidays at all.
They were trying to stay alive for this playoff hunt that they're in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think we may have to throw in, at some point this week, Jalen Hurst excuse bingo might have to be part of the show. Maybe we throw in, it's the holiday season. Just throw it in.
I feel like I'm being attacked a little bit.
You said the holidays might have been why he missed a throw.
In my defense, I was asked why, and I just gave an example of maybe that's what it was. I didn't say it was like etched in stone.
Just to put it into perspective, we had OG Wade call into the show, yet you had the most ridiculous explanation for why Jalen Hurts might have struggled yesterday.
First of all, don't put me in the same category as that. Don't put me in the same category as OG Wade,
it was
man,
just
because
perspective.
I don't do that. And I mean, you know, if you want to talk about my genius on this show,
stop.
I was the one that kind of told y'all that, you know, it's a possibility that Bryce Young could come in here and do what he almost did, since you want to talk about, you know, some of the outlandish stuff that comes out of my mouth sometimes. I'm just saying.
Last NFL thing, and then we'll get to a couple huge baseball pieces of news yesterday that affect everyone here. So the Bears, with their new coach yesterday, at one point they got blown out, right, to the 49ers. At one point in the second half, they were being outgained 319-4.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter who coaches the Bears.
Yeah, he ain't going to get that job.
He sucks. I'm going to give you a little trivia question, Hugh Douglas. Ready for this? Can you name the last Bears quarterback to win a road game on a Sunday? Like a Sunday afternoon road game. You know this one?
I can't remember his name. It's in my head, though.
You
they
know
went
it.
To the Super Bowl.
Well, who went to the Super Bowl? No, he didn't take the Bears to the Super Bowl.
No, the quarterback, he wasn't the one that took the Bears to the Super Bowl. I was about to say, was it Rex Grossman? That's what I was thinking.
Oh, that'd be a long time ago.
Yeah, I was thinking. I think you were talking about a long
the
time ago.
The last Bears quarterback to win a road game on a Sunday, like a regular Sunday afternoon road game, was Nick Foles 3 years ago.
Oh, wow.
They haven't won a Sunday road game in 3 years. You thought it was 20.
I went way back.
You took it your own way, but I liked it.
Yeah, I did. I was like, Rex Grossman. No. Damn, that's terrible.
Oh, they stink. All right, so it was a good football Sunday. I enjoyed the games. The Bills game was great.
Not unless you're a team from New York, though.
Well, I mean, are there games? Oh, yeah, we have one more note here, right? The Giants?
Yeah.
So Giants lose again yesterday. What was it? To the Saints? Yeah, Rizzy ball. 14-11. If you spent more than 20 minutes watching Giants-Saints yesterday, you got to do something different with your life. But they dropped that game, and we have audio of neighbors after. I guess there was a plane flown over the stadium?
Yeah, it said, please fix this dumpster fire.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
And Malik was like, hey, I didn't pay for it. He said, I didn't do it.
I'll let you hear it.
The game said, Mr. Mara, please fix this dumpster fire. How do you, as a player, like, what do you make of that?
I ain't paid for the plan.
It's not my money.
Malik is so, I would not be surprised at the end of this season if he calls his agent and said, I don't give a damn what you do. You got to get me out of here.
After 1 year?
Yes. Yes. After 1 year, he is calling his agent and saying, listen, I can't do this no more.
He's talking crazy for a rookie, man.
I know.
Like, who are you, buddy?
Yeah.
Well, we know he didn't pay for the plane. That we know.
Well, he says at least.
Well, that'd be funny if he did. All right, so the New York teams lose again. There's nothing new there. Aaron Rodgers lost 10 in a row. So a lot going on in the NFL yesterday. But I was trying to settle in and just watch Sunday Night Football last night. And unfortunately, Hugh Douglas.
What happened?
Well, it hit like a ton of bricks. I knew it was coming.
Oh, okay. I got you.
So, like, I gave up a long time ago thinking that Juan Soto would go to the Phillies. I mean, they didn't even make him an offer. They didn't have a meeting. But, Hugh, there was one rib shot that was going to happen here to the Soto thing. Because you know I've wanted him here forever, right?
Oh, he's you're about to change your name. Juan Gilio.
He's my favorite hitter in baseball. And I wanted him on the Phillies years ago.
And you
ago.
Just imagine him in that lineup just raking.
Well, and then once I compartmentalized he wasn't coming here, I was like, all right, well, then just in the American League, go to the Red Sox, go to the Blue Jays. Just don't go to the Dodgers. And don't go to the Mets, because that means we have to face this guy every year after year. After year. And last night, Hugh Douglas, 15 years, $765 million. Juan Soto, the sweepstakes is over. He is a New York Met.
That's crazy. Congratulations to him, I guess, for getting $760 million. Would you have it broke out to he's making like 100 and some yams a day?
I think 134,000 a day for the next 15 years. Put that into perspective.
Look at God.
Whatever you do for a living, this guy's going to make 134,000 a day for the next 15 years. Look, the Mets got a lot better last night. Obviously, he's a great player. And we'll see how much more they add, but it's a problem. I mean, the Phillies, it's more of a challenge for the Phillies. They got to go against that hitter and on that team for the next 15 years. $765 million for Juan. So there was one good piece of news yesterday that did perk me up a little bit, and that was Dick Allen going into the Hall of
Congratulations.
Fame.
Congratulations. That's pretty
cool. And long time coming. He deserved it. I heard Ray speaking about him this morning with DeCameron Ritchie. Great hitter. Obviously, it was before I never got a chance to watch him play, but I know the story, the numbers, his career. I mean, you look at his stats, Dick Allen, and you say, and this guy should have been in the Hall of Fame years ago. He was the only part that's like bittersweet is he's not around.
Yeah, he's not hit as he passed on in I think it was 2020. So yeah, but congratulations to him and his family, man, because I know that's a huge honor. That's something, you know, that's a huge honor.
Yeah, he deserved it. He earned it. So happy for Dick Allen's family that they get to celebrate he in the Hall of Fame. Disappointed that Juan Soto's a Met, and a wild day around the NFL yesterday. 215-592-9494. All right. Before we go back to the phone lines, here are a Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com here. All right, we have a poll question up. We put this up at the beginning of the show. I'm curious people came down on this one today. Do you blame Jalen Hurts for the Eagles' passing game struggles? Hugh, what do you think? What do you think the voting came down on this one? Do you blame Hurts for the passing game?
I would say 60% on blaming.
75% are blaming Jalen for the past
game
struggles.
I was trying to be nice.
And they were not. 75%. By the way, it's ongoing now. When the Phillies make a move and we're waiting, we will talk about it. They haven't done anything of note, obviously, this offseason. Soto's a Met. The winter meetings are going on. If they make a move, we know there's been trade talks and free agent stuff. We'll pass along and we'll react to it. But is Dave Dombrowski awake? Do we know if he's there in Dallas? I would imagine he is.
I think that move was too rich for their blood, though, to be totally honest. Well, 760 yams. Well, that's a lot of money.
I get it, but they could get somebody else. I mean, yeah. Like we could improve the team some way. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Lake Cann in Delaware. Hey, Lake Cann.
Hey, how you guys doing, man? Long
What's up,
time.
Man?
I appreciate Lake Cann. What's up?
Yeah, so just want to talk about Jalen Hurts a little bit. Mm-hmm. I just want to give an analogy. I just want y'all to focus on the analogy, but not the comparison. So basically, the Steelers had a similar issue when they had Kenny Pickett as the quarterback. They had a good team, good defense, good offense. They had good receivers, good running back. But we all knew the issue was the quarterback. He can't throw the ball, or he wasn't good at reading
defense.
Yeah. So basically, we're having that similar issue with Jalen Hurts. I'm not saying Jalen Hurts is like Kenny Pickett, because obviously we saw that after that situation, they had to get a new quarterback, which was Justin Fields and Russell Wilson. You could see the passing efficiency is different.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just saying, like, I don't know how we can make it to the Super Bowl if we're like one of the worst passing team in the league. So I just don't know how we can fix that within like four games before the playoffs. I think we just who we are. We're just a running team and hope that Jalen Hurts don't make any mistakes. But I just don't know how we could like fix that issue. I just think that maybe I don't know if Jalen Hurts is, like you said, gun shy with throwing the ball. He's afraid to turn over the ball. I don't know if him and AJ are not in the same page for some reason. But overall, I just don't see how we could fix this issue.
I think it's fixable, Lakehan. I think it is. I think that what we have to do, one thing, Jalen has to get the ball out of his hands a lot quicker. I think that's the biggest issue. Jalen has to trust what he's seeing, and we can take it from there. Like I said earlier, I don't think that this offense needs to do a whole lot to be successful, because we have some playmakers on the perimeter. I think that you just have to put yourself in a situation, or put the quarterback in a situation, to get the ball out of his hands and let those guys do what they do. Because we've seen it in the past. Whether or not he can read defense, I don't subscribe to that, because I think that during the course of last year and the year before that he showed that he could. It might be a little different this year. But I think that if you put him in position to be successful and he lets the ball go, I think we'll be fine.
I agree. I still believe in Hurts. I still believe he can still do it. I just don't know what it is. Like, I don't know if it's the play calling. I just don't know what it is. Like,
and see, that's what we're all – that's, to be honest, I'm speculating as well. You know, we heard the King call in and say that, you know, it's not Jalen. It's – well, no, he said it's not the play calling. It's not the coaches.
He said it's Jalen.
It's Jalen.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, it could be a number of different things. We don't know. None of us know. But we wish we could figure it out, because We're tired of seeing this every week.
Yeah, and to your point, Lakehan, and I re-preached the call, I don't know how else to say it. They're not going to win the Super Bowl if this passing game's like this. It's just, it's not going to happen.
It'll be tough sledding.
It's very challenging. Like, it almost, I just find it hard to imagine that they could win the Super Bowl if it's like this. Now, Hugh, it doesn't have to become the 2004, you know, Peyton Manning Colts like that. Like, mm-hmm. I don't think we need that. We don't need it to go to that level, but there's got to be this middle ground where the passing game is better than it is now.
It has to be competent enough to be effective. It's like a team that doesn't really run the ball, but you run it to keep other teams honest. It has to be competent enough to be effective, and I think it could be that. I think it has been that in spurts, but it just needs to be a little bit more consistent.
Yeah, and my concern now is our defense is catching on to this a little bit, and this is like we're trending the wrong way. And like this Sunday, Hugh, coming up, is a big litmus test. This is, you've mentioned, it's T.J. Watt, and it's Mike Tomlin.
And who is it? Hayward, Ironhead's son,
yes.
Cam Hayward.
I mean, this is not the kind of week to be struggling on offense to go up against them. I mean, they make good offenses look. Look what they did to the Ravens. I mean, we did a good job on the Ravens. They held them to no touchdowns.
Man. So you got to get it done. And you know Mike Tomlin's probably watching that film, Coach Tomlin, I should say, watching that film and say, we got a chance. And you got some guys that get after the quarterback. They're Who was it? 95 last week got a touchdown against Famous Jameis.
Yep.
So yeah, they're gonna put some pressure on the quarterback. No question about that.
Let's talk to Black Gritty. Black Gritty,
guys. We've all had a bad day at work, right? I mean, David had a bad day. There's no getting around that. And I can't OG wait it. I can't wish it away. The only thing I can say is for the next how many games we got left?
Four.
Like four. I need AJ and Devontae to be healthy and playing on the field because Goddard's out till at least the postseason. So Kyle Kotarek can step in there and play a role, like so we get some familiarity. Like the only thing I can couch Jalen with is he's only had three games with all three of those guys starting. And I know we list them off as the wide receiver drill and all the things, but they've only been together on the field three times this year. So guys are in and out and in and out, and that's the only caveat I can give Jim besides having a bad day because it looked terrible. And this week we get to go up against, like you said, Coach Tomlin. You know, over there they call Mediocre Mike. You know what I mean? You think we hard on Sirianni. Locally, they be getting on Mike Tomlin.
Yeah, they ready for him to go.
Exactly. They're not happy right now with the way the season's going. And he better win something, you know what I'm saying? But you're right about his defense. So I'm going to wait until this week before I have to jump off a cliff, you know what I mean? I don't have to Josh Allen or anything like that. I'm not trying to get dumped. But, you know, I need to see what they do against them. But Jalen has had a bad game. There's no – where's the quick game that everybody's doing to us? Like, I saw Bryce Young get comfortable doing what Baker Mayfield did to us. A couple of quick outs, like, just trying to get the ball out quick. They didn't complete everything, but you can look at it and say, this looks real familiar. So we need to implement something that gets Jalen comfortable off the bat because those first scripted plays are terrible. And I have one last thing to say to you, Joe Giglio.
Mm-hmm.
I hate baseball so much, man. Why they got to pay all this money? I'm usually more the player as you. I'm for everybody getting their money. But baseball is ruining my life, and I hate it.
Yeah, like, they're making tons of bread.
$1 billion. Like, come on, baby. You hitting the ball, doggy. Like, we can't afford nobody. It makes me sick. They're killing this foot.
And they sign you to these long-term-ass contracts knowing damn well you probably ain't going to be that good towards the end.
Get your son off of that peewee and get him hitting the ball.
Man, I've been trying. I hope Harper play baseball.
You
got
to wake him up at 4 a.m. to get to the cage, Hugh. Get him in there.
And I know we had a rough day, but I'm eastbound or down. Hugh, get on that bus. I'll talk to you.
All right, there he goes. Black Gritty there. We appreciate it. So this sets the record, obviously, with the Soto deal. Most money ever in a contract, $765.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see the little opt-out thing in it?
What is it?
So after 2029, Soto has an opt-out. He could get out of the deal, like he could become a free agent again. Or
5 years?
5 years. Or if they increase the money per year from $51 million to $55 on the back end of the deal, he'll stay. Like they could void the opt-out. So in reality, if he's going to stay there for 15 years, the contract is $805. $805 million. You realize,
God is good.
You realize we're not that far away from the first billion-dollar athlete.
Nah, not at all. Not at all. And it's going to be a baseball player. The money, I mean, I don't hate anybody for picking the sport that they've picked. But when you talk about baseball players and the fact that there's a good chance you assign this long-term-ass deal, there's a good chance you will be a shell of yourself by the time you hit the home stretch.
Yeah.
And regardless of what they decide to do, they still have to pay you.
Yeah, we have one here. He's playing shortstop right now. Wait till the back end of that one.
Joe, that's the best part about it. You can be a shell of yourself, but you know what? If y'all want to get rid of me, so what? Just write down your address and tell me to send the rest of my money. That's all you got to do.
You picked the wrong sport, man.
I did. Send me the rest of my money. You don't want me to be here? Fine. You want me to go home? Here's my address.
Does she do anything for us?
Matter of fact, not even my address. Here's my bank routing number.
Yeah, those Jaguars cut you. They didn't know you were a dime. You had to leave. They didn't want
that
you
was
there.
It.
I mean, what are we paying for?
That was it.
Mark in Delaware. Hey, Mark.
Hey, guys. How you going? Hugh?
What's going on, man? How you doing?
Hugh, I must be yelled at, and as a middle-aged man at the time, 1,000 times while you were with the Eagles. Great player. Been wanting to call you guys for years. I drive a truck, so I don't get many chances. So just wanted to shout that out. You also a shout out to Kyle. Kyle's a great contributor to the show.
Yes, he is. A little angry.
Kyle's an idiot.
That's
angry.
Okay. Anger is pretty good at times if you manage it well.
He does it.
He's working on it. He's working on it.
He's been working on it for a couple years.
You know what? Shut up. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, Kyle, don't listen to him. You know what, Kyle? Shut up. Anyway, bottom line, Hurts is a winner. I am skeptical, too, at times when I see him throw balls into the ground, miss open receivers. He had one pass yesterday that was a picture-perfect pass, which he rarely does. He threw it before A.J. made the cut to come back. So he can make those throws. Hugh, you mentioned maybe he doesn't want to make those throws because he doesn't want to throw interceptions. I don't know. The bottom line on Hurts, I have 100% faith that he can take us to a Super Bowl and win it, especially this year because we have the surrounding cast around him. We're going to let you guys go. Go Birds! Love the show. Love everything about Philly. E-A-G-L-E-S.
See, that's what we needed on the Monday.
That was our first.
All this negativity going around these here parts.
That was the first one, the first Eagles chant after a victory. We usually get a lot of those. What do you make of it, Hugh? He's a winner, flat out.
Well, I look at it like this, and I know this is probably not a popular opinion today, but he was a couple plays away from being an MVP quarterback.
Hugh?
I'm just saying, Joe, I'm just saying.
What, you mean 2 years ago?
Yeah.
But we're living in today.
I know we are, and I feel like there's probably something to it. And this is not an excuse, people. This is me workshopping what potentially has happened.
Just
there's a lot that has happened in this year. He got a new coordinator, and he did point out the fact that, you know.
Excuse me?
I'm just saying. I'm workshopping this because I've seen Jalen be pretty decent at times. But I've seen him be pretty good. Why are you mad at me? Because I'm finding a coping mechanism for all of this.
That's why.
You mad at me?
Because you're coping.
Listen. Ain't nothing. Okay, since we're coping, let me help both of y'all out since y'all don't want to cope. Ain't nothing you can do about it this year. Nothing. Whatever happens.
What do you mean?
Wait, I'm about to tell you. If you give me 2 seconds, I'm about to tell you. Whatever happens this year, it has to happen with the guy that we have at quarterback.
Of course.
It has to happen with him. So we need to fix it with him. Y'all looking and hoping for other stuff to happen that ain't going to happen. I am sitting here knowing that whatever happens with our squad, it's going to have to happen with him at the helm.
But he's got to be better.
Okay, so help him through. So help the man be better.
How can I help him?
Go slap Kellen Winslow or Kellen Moore, whatever the hell you want to call him.
Stop blaming Kellen Moore.
I'm blaming somebody. Well, hell, listen.
He's wide open.
You know he has deficiencies. You know this man got deficiencies. Stop calling plays that make him deficient.
Stop calling plays with the receivers open. If that's the deficiency, we're screwed.
I know the more it comes out of my mouth, the stupider it sounds. But hell, listen, I got 4 games left, man. And y'all messing up my road trip.
We're messing it up?
Well, I'm metaphorically speaking, I'm talking about this offense and the way that it played yesterday. And I'm throwing in the intangibles that they played down to their competition yesterday. It happens. It happened.
Maybe they felt bad that Tyrese Maxey took Bryce Young's girlfriend.
They did. Bryce, let me tell you what happened yesterday. I have an agenda. Bryce Young looked into the stands, and I don't know her name. Just call her Lily for the sake of this conversation.
Sure.
That's the seat up there somewhere where Lily had her butt cheeks in sitting with Tyrese Maxey. I'm going to make these Eagles pay. And they almost did. He came to play. but we pulled it out.
Do you still want me to order you the Bryce Young jersey?
Nope.
Okay. Just making sure. 215-592-9494. That's how you have to do it.
That was not called for.
We didn't even get to what may have been the weirdest moment from Hertz's postgame presser. We'll hit you with that next. And a Phillies rumor? I don't know. The Mets gave Juan Soto $765. I expect a big, juicy Phillies rumor coming up. We'll hit you with that next as the winter meetings roll on Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. This NFL Monday Night Football, FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, wants you to win even bigger. Right now, all customers can get a 30% off catch a pass profit boost on the Bengals versus Cowboys Monday Night Football game. That means you could boost your next NFL catch a pass bet by 30% and take home even more winnings during the Bengals-Cowboys games. Bet on over-under, spreads, player props, and so much more. Plus, if you win, you'll get paid instantly. So don't wait. Download America's number one sportsbook by visiting FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to take advantage of a profit boost today. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official part of 94 WIP. All right, I asked for a move. We got a move. The Phillies have made a move, Hugh Douglas, at the winter meetings. They have signed a relief pitcher, Jordan Romano, free agent, former closer for the Toronto Blue Jays. He was DFA'd by Toronto last month. He is now a part of the Phillies. I'm seeing 1 year, $7-point-something million for Jordan Romano.
It's not that bad.
So here is the story of him, Hugh. For about 4 years, he was one of the best relief pitchers in baseball. In fact, back-to-back years as an all-star.
Mm-hmm.
I always liked Romano. And, you know, from 2020 through 2023, he was really good. I mean, his ERA was probably in the mid to low twos. Like, he was good. Last year, though, he got banged up. He got hurt. He only pitched in 15 games last year, and his ERA was 6.59. So this feels like
a reclamation project.
Yeah, they're taking a shot on a guy that not that long ago was quite good.
Not that bad.
But I don't know. I mean, he's just DFA'd by his team, and he's signing a one-year deal. So I like the way you phrase it, reclamation project. It would not surprise me if he's healthy, if he bounces back, and he's really good. My question is, and we'll find out as the rest of the offseason goes, Hugh, they lost two relief pitchers to free agency, right? Jeff Hoffman's still out there, and Carlos Estevez, who was their closer at the end of last year. Is this guy, like, is he the replacement for them, or is he just a piece of the bullpen? I don't know.
I would probably say a piece.
I hope so.
I mean, because you're hoping, I was looking like this, you're hoping, you're kicking the tires, hoping that you can get something out of him. So I would say a piece. At this point, he's a piece.
Yeah, and he's not old. I mean, he just played his age 31 season, so you would think with health, he's got a lot left in the tank as a relief pitcher in Major League Baseball. But Jordan Romano, the first real Phillies move of the offseason as the winter meetings continue. 1 year, $7-point-something million. Again, back-to-back All-Stars 2022, 2023. I liked him. When they DFA'd him, I kind of wondered if the Phillies would be interested. And let's hope he's healthy because he's here in this bullpen now.
Yeah, take that, New York Mets.
Right, they guaranteed 7.65. We guaranteed 7.65.
So you spend money wisely.
That's how you say more bang for your buck.
That's right.
Yep. You get Juan Soto, we counter it.
Jordan Romano.
That's right.
He'll have to get Juan Soto out next year. So we'll watch that one. All right, 215-592-9494. That's how you hop board. Phillies make a move, and we react here to Jalen Hurts and the way he is playing this season, especially yesterday. In a few minutes after we go to the phones, we got to let you hear how Jalen Hurts' press conference ended yesterday. It was I'll just use a word.
It was different.
It was abrupt. Yeah, different, abrupt. It was it was odd. Rob in Overbrook. What's up, Rob?
What's going on, Mr. Gilio? Hugh, what's going on?
Man?
Hey,
how
Rob?
You doing?
Kyle, that's my buddy, Kyle. Hey, listen, I was telling Kyle, I told him that Juan Soto wasn't coming here, but, you know, he was adamant. I mean, the conversation we had before I got on the air that day, he was almost like 85%, you know? And his voice,
I never said Juan Soto was coming to the Phillies.
Kyle, wrong again.
But what are we talking about?
I don't know.
Oh, he was adamant. He was adamant. We got a shot. We had no shot. I told him that. No shot. You know what? I would like Joe. Why don't you? Because you're the guy. You're the man that brings up the outtakes. Let's bring back the trout fishing thing again. Let's get that back going.
Well, Rob, if the Phillies keep striking out on big players, we may have to circle back the trout. Bring them in. Reel them in, Rob.
That's it. Let's go, baby. The fans will go. They go crazy. But here's the thing, Dick Allen. I used to watch him at Connie Mack Stadium. And here's the thing: why he was kept out of the that you guys might not know. It was a Philly connection that kept him out of the Hall of Fame for all those years. You know, Dave Dombrowski and Pat Gillick continually voted against him because they had some sort of Dick Allen had a beef with Bill Beck, the owner of Chicago White Sox, and. And so Dombrowski and Gillick, you know, that was scum of them to do that, you know.
Are you talking about the Golden Committee, the people who vote? They used to be on that panel. Is that what you
like
mean?
A bunch of old people when you say Golden. It was a bunch of old people on the committee.
And they continued. Those were the two votes that kept that man out while he was alive. And that's scum, man. You know, Dave Dombrowski, he's scum, man. You know, you don't do that to somebody, man. You know, they should have.
I don't know if he's scum. I mean, it's speculative, but maybe. I mean, Rob, I know he was up for it for a while, and he didn't get in. I mean, whose fault is it? I don't know. I'm just glad he's in, Rob, because I never got a chance to watch him play. But just, you know, just looking at what he did, that's a Hall of Fame resume. He deserved to be in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, well, I'm telling you why he didn't get in. There's a Philly connection there. Anyway, as far as the Eagles go, you know what? I'm on the fence with Jalen. I mean, it's a 50-50 shot. Sometimes he's the guy. Sometimes he's not the guy. You know, you don't know. But you know what? In his defense, worst quarterbacks have won Super Bowls. So, you know, is he better than
the guy that won it with the Ravens, or
Trent Dilfer. The
guy that won, or
Flacco.
Tampa Bay.
He's not better than Flacco.
No, they're saying I thought that's the name he was throwing out there.
No, or the guy that won it with Tampa Bay.
Brad Johnson.
Yeah, you know, so he's better than those guys. So, of course, they can win the Super Bowl, and I think they can get it done, man. You know,
Rob's in the same boat that I'm in. It's kind of hard to put your finger on what the real problem is with this team.
But you know what? I think they can win in spite of him, you know, or because if he doesn't make any mistakes, that helps them out a lot. So as opposed to a quarterback that's a gunslinger or swinging it like Brett Favre or even Aaron Rodgers, you know, if he doesn't make any mistakes and the defense continues to play the way they are, that luxury that Hugh says they are,
Hell, a bit of a stray.
As you should.
Why I got to catch a stray every time?
Because the defense won the game again yesterday.
If that luxury could continue the way they're going, I think we can win the Super Bowl. Now, real quick, the Sixers. You know, has there ever been a worse bum than Joel Embiid? And people on your program or on your radio station continue to defend this guy. He's a stiff. STIFF. A well-paid stiff, but a stiff. He will never win anything. And then, you know, you guys need to call the Sixers general manager out, because
Maury, he's a stiff.
That Paul George signing was the worst thing I've ever seen in my. It was worse than the what was the guy that we had right before Paul George that we wanted to, everybody wanted him out of town.
Tobias.
Crumble cookie.
Yeah, this is worse than Tobias Harris, man. This is to give this man this kind of money. Let's go down there and demand some money. Listen, the four of us, let's go down there and demand some of the Sixers money, because they're just giving it away, man.
I've been trying to get the PR job, but they've been ain't nobody helping me.
No interview yet for that?
Ain't nobody been helping me to try to get that job. I've been trying.
Well, we know how that would go.
I think we should call the police and report a robbery, man, because the fans are being robbed here, man. This guy is not going to pay he's not going to play 35 games this year. And they won't give the season ticket holders their money back, or they won't even reimburse people for this scam. This is one of the biggest scams I've ever seen, and they talk about scam hinky. But this is the biggest scam I've ever seen in my life in sports, man. That this Joel Embiid, Paul George thing is the biggest scam, and nobody. And I don't hear you guys talking. You guys should be talking more about this.
Well, because it's depressing, Robert. We talk. I mean, yesterday. Rob, we appreciate the call. How about Joel coming back during an Eagles game yesterday? He actually played well, didn't he? He came back, played. Yeah. I mean, he could have dropped 100 yesterday, and no one's paying attention to the Sixers and the Bulls.
It's kind of hard because nobody, to your point, nobody's watching the game.
I have an uncomfortable question.
What you got?
So, I know we did a whole thing earlier that stats don't paint the whole picture, and that's totally true. I'm looking back to the landscape of the NFL in 2002, because we keep mentioning Brad Johnson. Are we sure Jalen Hurts, in the context of this league right now, is better than Brad Johnson was then?
Uh-oh.
I'm not sure. Brad Johnson that year was third in the NFL in passer rating. And I go, we said yes earlier, that's not all of it. He also, in touchdown passes,
had a good defense,
was ninth in the NFL.
Do you think, does Jalen Hurts? I think he is. I think that's.
But I said, are you sure? I'm not sure.
I'm not sure about anything. But I think he's sure about nothing. But I think he is. I want to.
He was a Pro Bowler.
Let me say this, Joe. I want to believe. I'm so invested in everything that we talked about it with this road trip and this team and everything. I want to believe. That's why I'm sitting here and y'all looking at me like I'm crazy.
Well, you are.
That remains to be seen. I want to believe that Jalen can play better. I want to believe that this is fixable within a week's time, because I've been a part of those teams where certain things have happened and you know, you had deficiencies defensively, and you fix them in a week's time. So that's what I want. Yeah, I want to believe that. I want to believe that we can fix it enough so that it can be efficient enough to get us to where we want to be.
Well, we've had 13.
Yeah, I know. And let's say that there every week hasn't looked that bad. Like, I defended Jalen last week for some of those slant throws that you said that Kenny Two Gloves could have made, that I know for a fact
he could have.
Couldn't have made those throws.
And I
stand firm. I stand firm on that belief.
I have two straight weeks that Kenny Pickett can make any of these throws.
No. No, you, well.
any of these throws.
You got one. I give you 1 week.
The
can't
one thing Jalen did yesterday, Kenny obviously couldn't do, was the
was
run.
Run.
That run up the middle, was a big
run. I give you 1 week. I can't, in good conscience, give you two, but I give you one. Last week, that slant that y'all wanted poo-poo and act like anybody could have threw that slant, that was a phenomenal slant. Kyle, don't say nothing. I see you getting upset back there.
$250 million for a slant. This is what we're doing now?
It doesn't help that I'm blind. No, I'm not blind. And that Dallas got it throw before he got hurt, that was phenomenal.
No, it wasn't.
It was.
I'm telling you.
It's the story I'm sticking with.
The bar's so low now.
I mean,
I'm sticking with it.
You know what? I did this earlier with a different play. Hugh, I'm going to pull up this Dallas
got it. You ain't got to pull up no stats. You ain't got
to
do that.
I want to show you this throw that you're telling me that this is like, I'm supposed to be wowed by this. Every quarterback with a pulse makes this throw. All right,
not every quarterback. Kenny Two Gloves does not make
it. I don't need to see it, Joe.
I don't need to see it.
You don't want evidence. you don't want the truth.
I don't need to see it.
You said it is a tell the truth Monday, and you are hiding
from
the
truth. I technically said it was a couch Monday. I said we were on the couch. This is a therapy session.
Are we stoned on this couch?
Nah, you know what? Never mind. That's my personal business. But no, we're not today.
Not today.
We are not today.
Yesterday, maybe. All right.
Maybe yesterday.
Speaking of Jalen, can we listen to how the press conference ended after the game? So, full disclosure here, I didn't realize what I was hearing. I listened to this morning just to go back to like, what do we want to hear from Jalen on the show today?
Yeah, workshop.
And I thought my thing just cut off. Like the player I was using, I was using to play the audio. I thought it just cut off. Like, whatever, it's over. It's going to be over anyway. No big deal. And then we came in and it was like, did you see how it ended? So listen to this and we'll explain what you can't see because I watched it on YouTube. Here is the end of Jalen Hurts' press conference.
Take two more. What's it going to take to get the S&D?
Okay, what you're hearing there is, okay.
He got up and bounced.
Okay, two more, right? That was what whoever the PR person said, right? Maybe it was Bob. Okay, two more, right? That was the signal to the media. You guys got two more questions left. Someone starts to ask a question, and I think the first noise you hear is Jalen bumping
scooting the chair out.
It's the chair, and then I think his shoulder may have bumped the microphone because that was a little awkward noise there. And then he up and left. Hugh,
he wasn't in the mood to answer that question.
Do we just end press conferences when we feel good and ready? We walk out?
I mean, obviously the quarterback does. That's what he does. I mean, that's me too many of these.
All right, I asked for a move. We got a move. The Phillies have made a move, Hugh Douglas, at the winter meetings. They have signed a relief pitcher, Jordan Romano, free agent, former closer for the Toronto Blue Jays. He was DFA'd by Toronto last month. He is now a part of the Phillies. I'm seeing 1 year, $7-something million for Jordan Romano.
It's not that bad.
So here is the story of him, Hugh. For about 4 years, he was one of the best relief pitchers in baseball. In fact, back-to-back years as an all-star.
Mm-hmm.
I always liked Romano. And, you know, from 2020 through 2023, he was really good. I mean, his ERA was probably in the mid to low twos. Like, he was good. Last year, though, he got banged up. He got hurt. He only pitched in 15 games last year, and his ERA was 6.59. So this feels like
a reclamation project.
Yeah, they're taking a shot on a guy that not that long ago was quite good.
Not that bad.
But I don't know. I mean, he's just DFA'd by his team, and he's signing a one-year deal. So I like the way you phrase it. Reclamation project. It would not surprise me if he's healthy, if he bounces back, and he's really good. My question is, and we'll find out as the rest of the offseason goes, Hugh, they lost two relief pitchers to free agency, right? Jeff Hoffman's still out there, and Carlos Estevez, who was their closer at the end of last year. Is this guy, like, is he the replacement for them, or is he just a piece of the bullpen? I don't know.
I would probably say a piece.
I hope so.
I mean, because you're hoping, I would look like this, you're hoping, you're kicking the tires, hoping that you can get something out of him. So I would say a piece. At this point, he's a piece.
Yeah, and he's not old. I mean, he just played his age 31 season. So you would think with health, he's got a lot left in the tank as a relief pitcher in Major League Baseball. But Jordan Romano, the first real Phillies move of the offseason as the winter meetings continue. 1 year, $7-something million. Again, back-to-back All-Stars 2022, 2023. I liked him. When they DFA'd him, I kind of wondered if the Phillies would be interested. And let's hope he's healthy because he's here in this bullpen now.
Yeah, take that, New York Mets.
That's right. They guaranteed 7.65. We guaranteed 7.65.
So you spend money wisely.
That's how you say more bang for your buck.
That's right.
Yep. You get Juan Soto, we counter it.
Jordan Romano.
That's right.
He'll have to get Juan Soto out next year. So we'll watch that one. All right, 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. Phillies make a move, and we react here to Jalen Hurts and the way he is playing this season, especially yesterday. In a few minutes after we go to the phones, we got to let you hear how Jalen Hurts' press conference ended yesterday. It was I'll just use a word.
It was different.
It was abrupt. Yeah, different, abrupt. It was odd. Rob in Overbrook. What's up, Rob?
What's going on, Mr. Gilio? What's going on, man?
Hey, how you doing?
Kyle, that's my buddy, Kyle. Hey, listen, I was telling Kyle, I told him that Juan Soto wasn't coming here, but, you know, he was adamant. I mean, the conversation we had before I got on the air that day, he was almost like 85%, you know?
Never said Juan Soto was coming to the Phillies.
Kyle, wrong again.
But what are we talking about?
I don't know.
Oh, he was adamant. We got a shot. We had no shot. I told him that. No shot. You know what? I would like Joe, because you're the guy, you're the man that brings up the outtakes. Let's bring back the trout fishing thing again. Let's get that back going.
Well, Rob, if the Phillies keep striking out on big players, we may have to circle back the trout. Bring them in. Reel them in, Rob.
That's it. Let's go, baby. The fans will go crazy. But here's the thing. Dick Allen. I used to watch him at Connie Mack Stadium. And here's the thing why he was kept out of that you guys might not know. It was a Philly connection that kept him out of the Hall of Fame for all those years. You know, Dave Dombrowski and Pat Gillick continually voted against him because they had some sort of, Dick Allen had a beef with Bill Beck, the owner of Chicago White Sox, and so Dombrowski and Gillick, you know, and that was scum of them to do that, you know.
Are you talking about the Golden Committee, the people who vote? They used to be on that panel. Is that what you mean?
A bunch of old people when you say golden. It was a bunch of old people on the committee.
And they continued. Those were the two votes that kept that man out while he was alive. And that's scum, man. You know, Dave Dombrowski, he's scum, man. You know, you don't do that to somebody, man. You know, they should have.
I don't know if he's scum. Man, I mean, it's speculative, but maybe. I mean, Rob, I know he was up for it for a while, and he didn't get in. I mean, whose fault is it? I don't know. I'm just glad he's in, Rob, because I never got a chance to watch him play. But just, you know, just looking at what he did, that's a Hall of Fame resume. He deserved to be in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, well, I'm telling you why he didn't get in. There's a Philly connection there. Anyway, as far as the Eagles go, you know what? I'm on the fence with Jalen. I mean, it's a 50-50 shot. Sometimes he's the guy. Sometimes he's not the guy. You know, you don't know. But you know what? In his defense, worst quarterbacks have won Super Bowls. So, you know, is he better than the guy that won it with the Ravens? Or
Trent Dilfer.
The guy that won it? Yeah, or he better than the guy that won with
Flacco.
Tampa Bay.
He's not better than Flacco.
No, they're saying I thought that's the name he was throwing out there.
No, or the guy that won it with Tampa Bay.
Oh, Brad Johnson.
Brad Johnson.
Yeah, you know, so he's better than those guys. So, of course, they can win the Super Bowl, and I think they can get it done, man. You know,
Rob's in the same boat that I'm in. It's kind of hard to put your finger on what the real problem is with this team.
But you know what? I think they can win in spite of him, you know, because if he doesn't make any mistakes, that helps them out a lot. So, as opposed to a quarterback that's a gunslinger or swinging it like Brett Favre or even Aaron Rodgers, you know, if he doesn't make any mistakes and the defense continues to play the way they are, that luxury that Hugh says they are,
caught a
you
stray.
Know,
hell a bit of a stray.
As you should.
Why I got to catch a stray every time?
Because the defense won the game again yesterday.
If that luxury could continue the way they're going, I think we can win the Super Bowl. Now, real quick, the Sixers. You know, has there ever been a worse bum than Joel Embiid? And people on your program or on your radio station continue to defend this guy. He's a stiff, STIFF, a well-paid stiff, but a stiff. He will never win anything. And then, you know, you guys need to call the Sixers general manager out because
– Maury? You know, he's a stiff.
He's a stiff. That Paul George signing was the worst thing I've ever seen in my – it was worse than the what was the guy that we had right before Paul George that everybody wanted him out of town?
Tobias.
Crumble cookie.
Yeah, this is worse than Tobias Harris, man. This is – to give this man this kind of money, let's go down there and demand some money. Listen, the four of us, let's go down there and demand some of the Sixers money because they're just giving it away, man.
I've been trying to get the PR job, but they've been – Yeah. Ain't nobody helped me.
No interview yet for that?
Ain't nobody been helping me try to get that job. I've been trying.
Well, we know how that would go.
I think we should call the police and report a robbery, man, because the fans are being robbed here, man. This guy is not going to pay he's not going to play 35 games this year. And they won't give the season ticket holders their money back. Or they won't even reimburse people for this scam. This is one of the biggest scams I've ever seen. And they talk about scam hinky. But this is the biggest scam I've ever seen in my life in sports, man. That this Joel Embiid, Paul George thing is the biggest scam. And nobody, and I don't hear you guys talking. You guys should be talking more about this.
Well, because it's depressing, Robert. We talk. I mean, yesterday. Rob, we appreciate the call. How about Joel coming back during an Eagles game yesterday? He actually played well, didn't he? He came back, played. Yeah. I mean, he could have dropped 100 yesterday, and no one's paying attention to the Sixers and the Bulls.
It's kind of hard because nobody, to your point, nobody's watching the game.
I have an uncomfortable question.
What you got?
So, I know we did a whole thing earlier that stats don't paint the whole picture, and that's totally true. I'm looking back to the landscape of the NFL in 2002, because we keep mentioning Brad Johnson. Are we sure Jalen Hurts, in the context of this league right now, is better than Brad Johnson was then?
Uh-oh.
I'm not sure. Brad Johnson that year was third in the NFL in passer rating. And I go, we said yes earlier, that's not all of it. He also, in touchdown passes,
had a good defense too.
Was ninth in the NFL.
Do you think, does Jalen Hurts? I think he is. I think that's.
But I said, are you sure? I'm not sure.
I'm not sure about anything. But I think he's sure about nothing. But I think he is. I want to.
He was a Pro Bowler.
Let me say this, Joe. I want to believe. I'm so invested in everything that we talked about it with this road trip and this team and everything. I want to believe. That's why I'm sitting here and y'all looking at me like I'm crazy.
Well, you are.
That remains to be seen. I want to believe that Jalen can play better. I want to believe that this is fixable within a week's time, because I've been a part of those teams where certain things have happened and you know, you had deficiencies defensively, and you fix them in a week's time. So that's what I want. Yeah, I want to believe that. I want to believe that we can fix it enough so that it can be efficient enough to get us to where we want to be.
Well, we've had 13.
Yeah, I know. And let's say that there every week hasn't looked that bad. Like, I defended Jalen last week for some of those slant throws that you said that Kenny Two Gloves could have made, that I know for a fact.
He could have.
Could have made those throws.
He could have.
And I stand firm. I stand firm on that belief.
I have two straight weeks that Kenny Pickett can make any of these throws.
Any of these throws. You got one. I give you 1 week.
Jalen did yesterday Kenny obviously couldn't do was the run. That run up the middle,
I give you 1 week. I can't in good conscience give you two, but I give you one. Last week, that slant that y'all want to poo-poo and act like anybody could have threw that slant, that was a phenomenal slant. Kyle, don't say nothing. I see you upset back there.
$250 million for a slant. This is what we're doing now?
It doesn't help that I'm blind.
No, I'm not blind. And that Dallas got it throw before he got hurt, that was phenomenal.
No, it wasn't.
It was.
I'm telling you.
It's a story I'm sticking with.
The bar is so low now.
I mean,
I'm sticking with it.
You know what? I did this earlier with a different play. Hugh, I'm going to pull up this Dallas Goedert.
You ain't got to pull up no stats. You ain't got to do that.
I want to show you this throw that you're telling me that this is like, I am supposed to be wowed by this. Every quarterback with a pulse makes this throw. All right,
not every quarterback. Kenny Two Gloves does not make it.
He makes it easily.
I don't need to see it.
You don't want evidence. you don't want the truth.
I don't need to see it.
You said it is a tell the truth Monday, and you are hiding from the truth.
I technically said it was a couch Monday. I said we were on the couch. This is a therapy session.
Are we stoned on this couch?
Nah, you know what? Never mind. That's my personal business. But no, we're not today.
Not today.
We are not today.
Yesterday, maybe. All right.
Maybe yesterday.
Speaking of Jalen, can we listen to how the press conference ended after the game? So, full disclosure here, I didn't realize what I was hearing. I listened to this morning just to go back to, like, what do we want to hear from Jalen on the show today?
Yeah, workshop.
And I thought my thing just cut off. Like, the player I was using, I was using to play the audio, I thought it just cut off. Like, whatever, it's over. It's going to be over anyway. No big deal. And then we came in and it was like, did you see how it ended? So listen to this and we'll explain what you can't see because I watched it on YouTube. Here is the end of Jalen Hurts' press conference.
Take two more. What's it going to take to get the SMG?
Okay, what you're hearing there is, okay.
He got up and bounced.
Okay, two more, right? That was what whoever the PR person said, right? Maybe it was Bob. okay, two more, right? That was the signal to the media. You guys got two more questions left. Someone starts to ask a question, and I think the first noise you hear is Jalen bumping
scooting the chair out.
It's the chair, and then I think his shoulder may have bumped the microphone because that was a little awkward noise there. And then he up and left.
He wasn't in the mood to answer that question.
Do we just end press conferences when we feel good and ready? We walk out?
I mean, obviously the quarterback does. That's what he does. I mean, he asked me too many of these.